You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, July 22nd show. I'm committed to providing you knowledge needed to be successful in every area regarding your finances. Knowledge is power, and that's what you'll receive from listening to the show. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can always call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or go online to themoneyhour.com for any questions that you have for the guests that I have on the show today. And my first conversation this afternoon is with Russ Hulkinson. He is CEO of Seattle King County Realtors. Russ, thank you so much for coming into studio today. Excited to have a chat with you.
Tina, it's great to be here, and I love being on your show because you do such a great job of telling consumers what's going on in our market and informing them if they want to be buyers or sellers in this market.
Well, thank you, Russ. I appreciate that. And Russ has over 20 years of association management and an additional 10 years in governmental and public relationships and leadership development. And the conversation I'm going to have with Russ today is, you may be asking, will my child be able to afford a home in King County? Because it is crazy. And I actually have a local expert, real estate expert, that we're going to talk with after my conversation with Russ, and just to get a little more dialed in on what's happening. But Russ, what is the state of the housing market in King County?
Well, right now, Seattle and King County is one of the hottest markets in the country. If you measure that by year-over-year price increases, in June of this year, we had nearly 14% increase in single-family housing prices from the previous June. So the median price in King County for a single-family home has risen from about $573,000 last year to $653,000 this year. So homes are becoming less and less affordable for working families, and that, of course, concerns us. We don't want to lose the opportunity for people to live near the communities where they work. That's the whole purpose of our Growth Management Act and planning for development within our communities. But right now, our market is a little bit out of balance, maybe even more than a little bit out of balance. Mm-hmm. There are more jobs being created than there are housing units being created right now. And there are far more buyers in the market than there are sellers. So we have a severe shortage of housing options, housing choices right now for consumers. And we refer to that as a lack of inventory, a lack of supply. And we've been in this severe shortage for 4 years now in King County. And in fact, this year in King County, we'll set a record for housing scarcity. And what do I mean by that? We measure housing availability in what we call months of supply. Mm-hmm. This is a simple ratio between the number of homes that are listed for sale and the number of homes that will sell in any given month. So if we have 2,000 homes listed for sale and we sell 1,000 of them in July, the ratio is 2-1 or 2 months yes. supply. A normal or balanced market between buyers and sellers is anywhere from 4 to 6 months of supply. We haven't had more than 2 months supply in King County for 4 years. So we've had this structural problem going on with not enough supply. And so we need to fix that undersupply problem, because this year in 2017, we'll set a record. King County will average less than 1 month's supply of housing throughout the year. We have about three and a half weeks of supply right mm-hmm. now in the market.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's just so challenging for the buyers to have to go through that and all the craziness that's happening with the multiple offers. So, Russ, you've created an innovative website to answer questions about the market, housingtranslator.com. And can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'd love to tell you about that. So, yes, it is housingtranslator.com. And I'd encourage any of your listeners to go ahead and go to that website now or anytime during the day, housingtranslator.com. It's a fun little website. We call it a microsite that attempts to answer questions about the real estate market in easy-to-understand language. We pose some interesting and provocative questions about housing, and then we answer those questions. It's designed to help educate consumers about our market and start a conversation about how we could make our market better and a little more balanced. You know, Habitat for Humanity recently did a survey of Canadians and Americans in which 9 out of 10 respondents said it's important to find a solution for the lack of affordable housing options mm-hmm. that we currently have. And 8 in 10 said we are not paying enough attention to the housing issue. So Housing Translator is designed to sort of elevate the conversation, elevate the awareness of what's going on in terms of housing and what some of the solutions are.
Yeah, I love that, Russ. So what is the most popular question on the site?
Well, it's not ironic that the most popular question on the site is why are King County housing prices going up so fast? And the simple answer is it's supply and demand. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of factors that have contributed to why our market is so out of balance. And I don't know that we could cover all those today
we
in a conversation.
Yes. Yeah.
But basically, it's supply and demand. But we believe that if we start addressing some of these issues now, the market can come back into balance and many more people will be able to purchase a home or condominium in the community of their choice. And that includes your kids and grandkids who,
yes,
if you raise them in King County, you want to have an opportunity for them to purchase in the home where they settle or mm-hmm. or where they want to stay or where they grew up. And so we need to change the trend because right now that doesn't look possible in the future. But if we make some changes, it will be possible.
So what kind of changes can we do to improve the market, Russ?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is everyone needs to admit and to acknowledge that we don't have enough supply.
Yep.
Okay, we just have to face that fact and say, yes, what are we going to do to address that? We need to be realistic about this and put together a plan that addresses the structural problem of not having enough homes for people who are out there mm-hmm. buying right now. All we have to do is look at California. And I don't know if you saw the news recently. The New York Times did a big article on housing in California is basically in crisis right now. They're trying to revise a number of their regulations because they don't have enough homes for people, and it's starting to harm their economy. We think, mm-hmm. well, our economy's robust. It's going to go on forever and ever and ever. But you have to house workers. They have
exactly.
to be somewhere.
And they're coming here instead.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, our growth is like 1,100, 1,500 new people a month. It's something just astounding. And so we need to address that. We need to have a plan that will take into account all those new people coming here for job opportunities.
So, Russ, on another topic here, I want to ask the importance for my listeners on why they should use a Realtor.
Well, Realtors stand for professionalism, for cooperation, because all the agents out there are basically competitors. They work for different
yes.
companies, but they all cooperate to make sure that consumers can get into mm-hmm. a house or a home of their choice. They're all about improving the industry for consumers so that they can find the home of their dreams. And Realtors also agreed to abide by a code of ethics, mm-hmm. which is kind of the standard in our industry. You know, if you're a buyer in this market, you need a great agent more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And the best agents are Realtors. And why do I say that? 85% of all transactions in the United States are facilitated by Realtors who are licensees who are members of the National Association of Realtors. So Realtors are out there doing the business. So if you're a consumer, you want to make sure that your agent is a Realtor. Realtors are professionals that are invested in their business.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they've chosen to join the National Association of Realtors, because only licensees who are members of the Realtor Association can call themselves Realtors. It's a trademark term. Sometimes
yes.
people refer to, well, my Realtor did this or that. But in fact, those people are just real estate agents. You have
mm-hmm.
to be a member of the Realtor Association in order to call yourself a Realtor. And we think Realtors are the best.
Yeah, and also all the support that the association does to protect homeownership and everything that you guys are doing in governing what we need to keep our economy safe and thriving. So what's the outlook for the real estate nationally, Russ?
Well, Tina, if you'll allow me one more point before we go to the national side,
okay.
let me talk about a couple of solutions that I think we can put in place locally to
okay.
help our
All
King
right.
County market. And there are a lot of little things that we do. There's no one silver bullet out there
mm-hmm.
that's going to improve affordability or the inventory situation, but we can do a lot of little things and start doing those now to help improve the market. I think one of the most important things we need to do is to make it more attractive to build condominiums in our market today, because there are virtually no condominiums being built currently. There are a lot of apartment buildings that are going mm-hmm. up, but very few condos. And the reason is it's more expensive to build condos for legal and insurance reasons. So if we can tweak our condo liability law in the state of Washington, I think that can be an immediate boost to our inventory. And condos are important for two reasons. They're great for first-time buyers or people
mm-hmm.
getting into the market because they tend to be more affordable. But they're also ideal for people like me who has a large house with a daughter who's now in college, and I kind of want to downsize, and there aren't any good options for me. I'd love to have a condo that would make that
possible. Does Karen agree with you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. She says, Dad, yeah, get rid of that house. Yeah. And Mary's pushing me, saying, yeah, come on, we need to get into a smaller place. But a lot of people are in that position right now that would normally put their home on the market, but they don't have a place to go. So
yes.
We need more options. So fixing the condo law would be great in doing that. We need to make sure that we create a lot of housing around transit zones and take advantage of density so that people can take public transportation to where they work, you know, help our roads. But also it makes sense, especially in cities like Seattle, you have to be a little bit more dense.
Yeah.
That's what the Growth Management Act tells us we need to do. So we need to be have an honest effort in making that happen. And we can do other little things within cities, like allow the use of accessory dwelling units that allows, you know, an extra unit on a particular lot, and not have restrictive zoning laws that prevent new development from going up. And that's the other issue that's a hot button in California right now, and it's eventually going to be one for us, is that too many times our laws are structured to prevent development. It's on the side of how do we stop this rather than how do we help create more housing options? How do we make those things happen so that everybody can have the advantage of owning a home or having a roof over their heads? And so I think we need to be careful and look at our current rules that govern development and make sure that there are incentives and that they're reasonable and balanced and not just restrictive.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that, Russ, that effort is going?
Well, again, it's all about the conversation that we're having now. I'm encouraged. And by the way, I grew up in this area. I've lived here all my life, and I want to be able to stay here, and I want my kids to be able to stay here. Yeah. I don't want to have to move because it's too expensive to get a house here.
Yeah.
So I think if you look at the conversation, you listen to the conversation that's going on now, City of Seattle, King County, a lot of suburban cities are starting to have the conversation about how we can be a little more creative and allow a little more development, not a lot, but a little more will help our housing situation a whole lot.
Yeah. So, Russ, I've got a couple minutes, and I want to ask you, so nationally, what's happening?
Well, I think the biggest thing, you know, one of the other interesting questions we have on our Housing Translator site is, why is home ownership good for the average American?
Uh-huh.
And in that question, we kind of talk about all the benefits that communities get from that. But a lot of that relies on the tax incentives that we have federally, the mortgage interest deduction, the property tax deduction. And when Congress talks about tax reform, those things are kind of on the table. And I think a healthy tax debate is good. But let's keep in mind that the property tax and the mortgage interest deduction are used by about 35 to 40 million families every year.
Yeah.
It's a widespread benefit to a lot of homeowners. It incentivizes home ownership, and that's good for our community. So nationally, we're keeping a close eye on that because we don't know what changes might come down the line. And I think every consumer, every homeowner should be aware of what's going on there because that has an effect on the value of their home.
Yeah, makes sense. Russ, thank you so much for not just coming into studio to share with my listeners, but for everything that you're doing behind the scenes to really help our local economy and, you know, the fight for protecting everything that we need to continue the growth. And so thank you for that.
Thanks, Tina. It was great to be here.
Yeah. Coming up next in the Money Hour, how do you win in this crazy market? Market tips to writing the winning offer. Carrie Scott with John L. Scott, West Seattle, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.